Well, we're working on several projects in different areas where we see there's an opportunity. One of the projects that we're working on is developing a solid-state vaccine delivery system. Right now, if you're a swine farmer and you have 10,000 pigs in your operation that you're processing a year, it's impossible to physically vaccinate all of the animals. And so as a consequence, what you do is you engage in an activity of where you provide antibiotics to treat pigs that get sick instead of preventing them from getting sick. So one of the things that we're developing is a solid-state vaccine system that would allow us to take the vaccine, make it into a solid-state form that you can put into the animal's feed, so you don't have to inoculate every individual animal. You put it in their food, and they'll get vaccinated through this process. With the end result is you'll have healthy animals, and less of them will become sick, and less of them will require antibiotics, which means the food that we're going to get is not going to have as much antibiotics in it, which I think many people like, and it has major implications not only in terms of removing antibiotics from our personal food chain or reducing it, but also reducing the antibiotics that gets released through the sewer system, the waste treatment system, which ends up creating bacteria, which is implicated in the spread of organisms that are antibiotic resistant.
What would this look like, this vaccine? Is this related to the pH-sensitive vaccination casing that you've developed?
Yes, it's related directly to that. It's just an adaptation of that same technology to a different application. And it utilizes a U.S. FDA-approved polymer that is currently used to coat pills that you buy right now in the pharmacy, and we change the way we assemble and manufacture that, and we use that to incorporate the vaccine into this polymer structure to stabilize it, and so you end up having